Hey, everybody. Welcome to VSpeaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. I'm getting super excited to have my last interview of the day with a good friend, colleague, a credible interior designer, Susan Lovelace. I've known for 29, 30 years. It's been a relationship unlike most in business and one that I'm very thankful for. She's amazingly influential, inspirational, talented, and she is somebody that I admire greatly. Susan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
And I just want to say that every time I'm stuck, every time I don't know what to do for 30 years, who do I call? I call you.
Oh, wow. You're so sweet.
It's true.
Oh, well, it's such a good history that we have together, and we've been through a lot. And when I first moved here 31 years ago and went into Clements Antiques, you were working there. Yes. And that was before you even had opened Lovelace Interiors. So when you think about what it was like back then, and it was great. It was a great life. And then you were working there, and I remember you would have like all these papers and like writing and books, because when you were working there, you were studying for your exam for becoming a licensed interior designer.
Yes.
And at that point in time, I don't even think you had the plans drawn out yet for your flagship store in Miramar Beach, Lovelace Interior. Had that even been?
No. That was 90, probably 92. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about it and planning it, and it was built pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But it was actually, we moved in 1994.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's right about the same time. And, you know, what you built there, our area hadn't seen a building like that before. It was so grand. New Orleans, you brought some New Orleans charm to our area, a beautiful building, standing proudly and tall, and forging your business in cutting terrain in this area that had never been seen before. You were the largest showroom at the time.
I know. We were the biggest building.
The biggest building.
Surrounded by trees.
Yes.
Forest.
Yes. And your showroom has always been beautiful. You are the consummate tastemaker. You've been published in Veranda magazine, several other magazines. What are they? Like Coastal Living?
Yes, Coastal Living many times.
Show Home. And then you've done V Show Homes with us. You've been a partner on over the years. Widely accredited, respected, and awarded, like many, many awards to your credit. And it's so inspiring to know that you did that on your own and you wanted to do something for yourself and for your family. And Sparky, your husband, who's passed a couple of years ago, sadly for you and our entire community, because he was a beacon of Southern gentility and goodness, and you are an amazing person to have been able to be such a good caregiver friend to him, and just like watching you just do all of that, it shows great character and great strength.
Thank you.
And you went through, you know, tough times, and like life ebbs and flows, and we go through really great times and then we have to go through some difficult times. And I'm really proud that I wasn't sure if you were going to come back and work, because you didn't have to. And you have a rich, robust life with six boys and grandkids and daughter-in-law and lots and lots of friends.
Yes.
And your home in Churchill Oaks and your beautiful farm, 140-acre farm.
About 136.
And it's nicknamed your Nirvana.
Nirvana, yes.
From you. But really, what is the real name of the farm?
Double S Horse Farms.
Okay. And when did you buy that?
It will be 12 years ago. Okay. So 12?
Yeah.
2012, okay. I think. 2011. Yes.
And then your passion for horses and a love for all things equestrian as well. So you are just a fascinating person to me, and I am so proud of the legacy that you built. We're so proud to have worked for you over the years with the Idea Boutique and marketing, and also featured you in the magazine, and you partnering with us all these years. So it is one of my great joys and happiness about having my own company is that forging friendships and partnerships with people for a really long time, and it just makes life all the better.
It does.
And so we've had so much fun. What was it, the catalyst that made you sort of decide maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago that you were not ready to put down the design, interior design gauntlet, and Lovelace Interiors was still going to proudly be seen in our area?
Well, I think I was healing, of course. Mm-hmm. I went through some really, really difficult, tough years. Mm-hmm. And after I lost my husband, Sparky.
Yeah.
And I just began to get some, you know, strength, gain mm-hmm. strength and hope. And I had projects, big projects.
Well, that'll keep you
and
working. You need to finish them.
Exactly. Right? I had to finish them. Right. So I kind of thought, well, you know, I'll finish these projects that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And who knows what will be next. Right. And, of course, they're not finished because with COVID, mm-hmm. with the pandemic, and then things taking a year, you couldn't get your refrigerator. You couldn't get a Sub-Zero. You couldn't get a fabulous stove. The things our clients wanted couldn't, you know, it was a year wait mm-hmm. or longer. Mm-hmm. So things lagged in, you know, my business and in my profession, and we were kind of at a standstill. So I just kind of hung in there, and I think it was a good thing.
Yeah,
I think it was healing, and I think when the world opened back up, I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rested, but I was the caregiver, and yes. it had been a really tough, really year and a half from diagnosis mm-hmm. till I lost my husband. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about anything but him mm-hmm. then, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and then maybe so about 2.5 years, mm-hmm. I was just not in a really great place. But now I'm healing, and this was a couple years ago, and I'm like, well, I can't just ride a horse all day long. I'm getting older. I wasn't showing horses anymore. I spent a lot of years. You can stay very busy showing
yes.
horses.
Yes.
You can spend all your time and all your money.
Right.
Realize that it was time for me. I took a couple of kind of difficult falls off of a 17-foot huge Irish sport horse I did dressage on. He bolted, and I hurt myself. And when I got better, I thought, I think I'll just ride my 3-quarter horses.
Right. Oh my gosh. I didn't know you were riding a horse that big.
Oh yeah.
And is that stabled in the farm at the farm?
Oh no. I sold him to a younger girl.
Okay.
And my trainer said he did bolt a few other people who were very professional, good riders.
Yeah.
But anyway,
why is
he's
a bad
boy? Sweet, wonderful horse. He was just kind of a bad boy that everybody loved. But it was cute because Jody Kelly, my horse trainer, said to me, well, does that make you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of an interviewer, uh-huh. like, you know, uh-huh. asks me questions like you would. And I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Because I was in a wheelchair for about 8 weeks.
I didn't
know. And
notice.
A potty chair by the bed. Yeah, it was a crazy thing.
What did you
I got
break?
Back on him after that, and he did it again.
He did.
I wasn't hurt quite as bad that time.
So what did you break?
I had compression fractures. It wasn't, I was very lucky.
Okay.
And I don't really want to dwell on it, but because I love horses and I loved him. And, but I knew, I just thought a professional needed to ride him,
yes.
which is true.
Right.
But I don't know.
What's his name?
His name was Walladeer. Grenadier, and his nickname was Wally, and I called him Walladeer. He was a magnificent, beautiful Irish sport horse.
I want to see a picture of this horse.
Oh,
if you
he's
one.
Gorgeous. I do. I'll show you.
Oh, my gosh. So when did you get into all things equestrian?
Oh, goodness. It's been about 16 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I had wanted to. I had ridden as a child and not you know, I didn't have the discipline. I just rode, mm-hmm. loved them. And I love all animals, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
I've always had three dogs,
yes.
several cats,
yeah.
anything that would come home with me,
right?
I'd rescue and
yes.
have live with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I even had a parrot. But anyway, when my youngest son graduated, mm-hmm. I don't remember, I guess from college,
mm-hmm.
when our youngest son, I bought a horse. I finally could.
Okay. Wow.
I had a little bit of extra money.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know the cheapest thing about buying a horse is buying it.
Right. Yes, they do cost money.
So then it just became a serious passion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always was, but I got to do it.
Right.
So, and everybody thought I was crazy.
Yeah. Or lucky.
Yeah. Very lucky.
I think a lot of people thought you were lucky.
Yeah. And I probably owned 8, 9, 10 horses.
Really?
I bought some that I loved. Uh-huh. They just weren't necessary. Then I'd change a discipline.
Okay.
You know, I bought a reiner, and then I bought, and I always bought big, huge, strong, fabulous horses that were way too much for me.
Wow. So, and who was your, did you have the same trainer?
No,
yourself?
I've had different trainers for each discipline. I jumped Frank Sinatra. I was a jumper, hunter jumper. And that was Bart, and then Jody Kelly was my dressage trainer. But I started out Western, and Jason Patrick was my trainer
in Which
Colorado.
Which of those disciplines were your favorite?
Jumping.
Jumping.
Jumping Frank Sinatra is my very favorite.
Yes.
Dressage is a wonderful, wonderful equestrian sport, but it is so hard. I mean, mm-hmm. you have no idea what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's yeah. just, it's 5 days. I trained 4 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't good.
Wow. How long do you have to train to get good? I mean, is that like
years.
Almost like a lifeline?
Well, like, my trainer, she started as a child, Jody Kelly,
mm-hmm.
and she's a consummate professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're professional. There's a big difference in amateur
mm-hmm.
horse equestrians like me
mm-hmm.
and professionals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The professionals know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. My friend is a cutting horse professional trainer.
Yes.
You know, was. He was.
Yes.
He's no longer doing that. But there's a difference in mm-hmm. the way these people
live
and ride.
And breathe and ride.
Yeah,
which you probably, it's a lifestyle.
It is.
Right?
Well, and it's a job.
It's a job.
You know, it's mm-hmm. a serious job.
Right. So was that one of the reasons that you ended up purchasing the farm was
yes.
for the horses. Okay.
For the horses.
All right. And it's a beautiful place for the horses to be.
Yeah. I always took them to Colorado during the summer.
Okay.
In case there was a storm, because it is can be a big problem, you
right.
know.
Evacuating.
Yeah. And I'm not leaving them. So we sold our home in Colorado because I took them out there. For 6 months out of the year.
Oh, okay.
Every summer I took them for 5 months.
Okay.
They'd leave in May, and then they'd come home in October, about the 10th of October.
That's
and then I went out there, too.
Okay.
I sort of semi-retired.
Right.
And went out there and rode all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Loved
that
it.
That must have been really amazing.
It was wonderful.
To be there. Yeah.
It was. It was wonderful. But then we sold the home in Colorado, and I said, I have to have a farm because... Mm-hmm. They have to live with me.
Mm-hmm. And now they don't go any, they stay there.
They stay there.
Okay,
they're retired there.
Yeah.
They're fat and happy.
That's great.
They have a great life.
Yes. And Frank Sinatra was, he was hurt.
He
right?
was injured.
But has he mended completely?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he had suspensory surgery on both of his back legs.
Okay.
We're not sure exactly what happened, but Dr. Reed Hansen at Auburn is just mm-hmm. a dear friend now. Mm-hmm. And saved his life and did the surgery. And he had some complications. And so he has a little arthritis and mm-hmm. he's just a big...
But he's happy.
Oh, he's happy.
So happy.
Oh, they're so happy.
Yeah, so how could they not be happy?
They're very happy.
Well, we're getting excited here in the office because we are going to be spending the day with you next Friday all day photographing your farm for an upcoming feature in V Magazine. And we're really excited about that. And just being there, we'll be working, but it won't feel like work because... I've told everybody here in the office like how absolutely gorgeous the farm is, and I, I don't even know what it looks like now because you've retrofitted it since the last time that I've seen it. So I can only imagine how magnificent it's going to be. I can't wait.
Thank you. It is, it's kind of been zhuzhed up. I zhuzhed it up.
You zhuzhed it. I love it.
Oh, it started out looking like a man's hunting camp. It does not look like that anymore.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, it did look
and like, I loved it then.
Yes. Okay. I cannot wait to see this. So be looking forward for that, everybody, because it's going to be something like nobody has ever seen before. Like, to say it's a gentleman's farm would be an understatement, because it's really, what is it now? It's really a susu farm.
Yeah. Right? It's a... I don't even know. We need to figure out what we call it.
We need to figure out what we're going to call her right now, because she's all like done over, right?
Yes.
So exciting. So
Nirvana, maybe.
Nirvana. Yes. And we just finished what only less than 3 weeks ago, we were all together here in the office with your team and yourself photographing a magnificent home in Alice Beach on the Gulf that Lovelace Interiors and your team retrofitted for dear friends and owners that you've done five homes with.
Yes.
And tell a little bit about the backstory, starting out with the point of which we were talking about earlier, which is, you know, growing a business has a lot of components to it. You have to know your profession. You have to be skilled and trained and certified to be everything that you can bring to your clients. And you are, like I had said many times, the consummate tastemaker and an excellent interior designer. And I mean, just like an unsurpassed taste, you know, just like look at everything. Like I can't even stop looking at you all the time. So many things to look at that are beautiful.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. So without clients, you can't have a business, right?
Correct.
And how did you go about growing your clientele basically from day one?
Well, our network, our friends, it didn't hurt that when Tom Crist and then Sparky and I built our Burnt Pine home, it was
gorgeous,
beautiful, and it did have that amazing spread and veranda. So I think, you know, your medium being published is kind of a key thing.
It is key.
But I was very fortunate. My first job when I came down, when we moved here, was Sparky dabbled in the oil business, and it was one of his investors, the Crosbys. And they hired me to do their condominium. They had bought a beautiful condominium. And it just started going. And then it's so interesting that it's your friends, your network, people you meet, people that think you're talented and a good person and a professional and honest. These people, my hairdresser that did my hair, Iris Freshwater, she's still a friend. They live in North Carolina now. But she was my hairdresser down in Destin. And she told Mrs. Lee of Lee Jeans, who's passed away, who was a wonderful, wonderful friend and client, about me. Next thing I know, I'm doing Mrs. Lee's two homes for her. Wow. I would do one, and then they'd hire me to go do their house in, like her, Monroeville, Alabama. So many of my clients, I did their homes here. And then all of a sudden I'm in LA, or I'm in Aspen, or I'm in Memphis, several in Memphis, Nash, just all over. Because they liked how we did business. They liked that we could finish a project. And I did want to say, one of the reasons I opened that big flagship store was for my clients, because it was very hard to do projects when you work as a freelance designer. It's hard. It's an arduous profession. But the fact that everything was at my fingertips, my resource room, you remember that?
Yes.
Which we have a private office that's separate from our Inlet Beach store. So it puts it at your fingertips. So you can complete a job. You can give the client what they want. you can get your hands on it mm-hmm. so easily. Mm-hmm. And the store made that just all happen. And then it grew. And there are, I cannot tell you, there's probably 20 clients that I've done five homes for, mm-hmm. more, five at least. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might, that might be, it might be 15, mm-hmm. but it's probably, you know, 20. Yeah. And now the girls are working with them. We've done their boats. We've done their, I haven't done a plane. That would be really fun.
Well, I'm sure it will happen.
But anyway, they just, mm-hmm. I honestly think they liked our integrity, our professionalism, mm-hmm. and we could finish the project. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do that.
It is. It is hard to do that. But yeah, you, it was a really big machine that
it
you
was.
Had in that flag.
I show. Don't miss it.
Yes, which, you know, for context, for the listeners, you just sold that particular bricks and mortar building a year ago
or less? It'll be year and a half ago.
Okay.
2 years we closed, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a real problem with time pandemic and my husband's illness.
Yes.
I really do.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
It's like, what year was that? Yes. What year was that?
It all kind of smooshed together. But you do have a bricks and mortar store still in Inlet Beach.
Yes.
Yes. Lovely interiors.
Perfect
and
size.
Perfect size and beautiful. So the clients can still get that treatment. Mm. But then again, you know, you can still do whatever you need to do anywhere in the world. And talk about some of the very fabulous things that you did in Beverly Hills and the Share story and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I do want to say we have a beautiful resource room and our base of operations it's in Miramar Beach.
Right.
I actually lease space for my son's. He owns the office. It's Main Sale Realty's office. And he's always leased space from me. Yeah. And a couple years ago, I started leasing from him there.
That's great.
So that's where our base of operations is. So we do still have the resources,
yes.
the things you need.
Right.
But we just don't have as many at the showroom.
Right.
So you asked me
about your Beverly Hills.
Yes. A client, actually a friend of mine. I went to Stevens College in Missouri. She was a friend there, and she bought the house that Greg Allman and Cher built. Mm-hmm. Well, Cher and Greg Allman. Mm-hmm. And came, and I was at Clements then. We took an 18-wheeler.
Oh.
And I worked on the house for a year.
Wow.
And, my border collie hardly knew me that year because I was traveling. I really was. Wow. I was doing a house in Natchitoches, Louisiana, Monroeville, Memphis, Ocean Reef. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty crazy. And then I don't think I did a show home that year, but I really was in the air, you know?
Yes.
But it was a really big project. Mm-hmm. And I had helped her through the years. She's mm-hmm. an amazing woman, beautiful taste. And her husband passed away, but she's still, you know, doing beautiful homes. And she has a designer that helped her. She did a condominium there, and I was not able to help with that. Mm-hmm. Sparky was ill, and mm-hmm. I couldn't do it again. It was just big and gonna take. They projects take 3 years now.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, do I have 3 years?
Right.
That I'm, you know, and it's intense.
It is intense.
As I said, it's very arduous work.
Mm-hmm. And you do still, even to this day, work in Colorado too, or Aspen?
I'm helping in my dear friend. Mm-hmm. We've been updating her beautiful mountain house. Mm-hmm. I call it her mountain mansion. right in Aspen. Mm-hmm. And so she's had it many years, but it's now her home.
Okay.
And she lost her husband, and so she left it. You just sort of, you don't even do upkeep mm-hmm. when you're mm-hmm. not in the right place.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, I've been helping her.
That's fun.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's girl
really
fun. Right. I'm going out there next week, actually.
When? After the photo shoot?
Right after.
Oh, right after?
Tuesday after I'm leaving to go help her. And this time I'm like arranging kitchen cabinets and I think my friend's going to do the garage. We're going to help her do some things.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we're going to play and have fun and hike and
play and work. Play.
Yes.
Work play.
Sit on the porch.
Yes. Well, recently too, we went to New Orleans with you and got to feature, well, we will be featuring that home in the August issue from your home in New Orleans that you had just finished fairly recently.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. And the photos came out terrific. And we're looking forward to putting that in there along with the farm. And thinking about those three things, the home that we just did on the Gulf, your home in Churchill Oaks, which we featured in Home by V a couple of years ago, and even your partnership with Jeff Chick Architects and Emeralds Coastal, Emeralds Coastal,
yes.
And that is in the book Cook right now. When you just like list off those four or five things and you see the prolificness of your capabilities and what you are doing, you are more than still in the game. You are the game. I mean, that's a lot.
I do love it.
I know that what I just said was literally a small fraction of what you have going on right now. Tell the story of how you met the person, the homeowner of the home that we just did in Alice Beach several years ago, and how that relationship turned into five homes.
Well, you know, it just came to me. This was years ago when they hired me to do their house at Watersound that you featured.
Yes.
They read my biography on our website and they live in Kansas City, Missouri now. They don't like to be mentioned, so I won't do that. But they read that I had gone to Stevens College, and they love Stevens College. If you're from you don't have to be from that part of the world. It's a very good school.
Right.
And back then it was mostly creative. You know, and you couldn't get a degree in interior design then, but fashion design. It's a typical college now, 4 years, but it was really everybody brought their horse to Stevens. It was just a wonderful school. And I was very fortunate that I got to go to school there.
Right.
And they read that. They read everything, but then they went, oh, my goodness, she's in Missouri. Oh, she went to Stevens, you know. So they contacted me. They were interviewing designers, and we hit it off. You know, we did. And so they hired me, and I was there day one with the architect on that job, which took 3 years. There were different complications on that. And it just grew from there. And that's how it goes. If you, you know, people stick with you. Like I've stuck with you.
Yes.
I've never called anybody else.
Yes. Thank you for sticking with me. I appreciate
From day one. Yes. I mean, you're the idea. Yeah. I don't have those ideas. My ideas are, you know,
for the home.
I'm looking at that Ashley Long, you know, I'm not having ideas.
Well, that's a creative skill set that you have big time. So, I mean, you're unbelievable. I remember way back when I first moved to town, and you used to have your coveted Christmas party events.
Of 100 people.
Of 100 people, right? And it would be like a couple of days before Christmas, right?
It was Christmas Eve.
It was Christmas Eve. And I was somewhat, you know, new to town. But I knew quickly that if you got an invitation to Susan Lovelace's party at your home, the Christmas Eve, you were in high society in our area. If you did not get, you were out.
I don't know if that's
you don't know.
I think everybody was invited, the one to come, because they were there.
No, you really needed to get an invitation to go.
If you were mature, if you were an adult.
Yes.
Not with the younger, with my boys' friends.
Yes, but I mean, they were fabulous, and I think you gave a host. You'd have a gifts. I mean,
well, Memorial Day, we also had one.
Yes, so you were a huge socialite. You were doing.
I loved. Yeah, entertaining them.
Yeah, and then
and cooking and
all that entertaining too. And then you were able to show your skill set of how beautiful your home was too, and that really. I know you did it for the sheer entertainment of it, and you're like your hospitality is just amazing, and you like doing that. But I know it showed off how good you are at your craft as well. So that could not have hurt. But anyway, and so you're
well, I'm thinking of a couple of things. Number one, when you have six boys and a blended family, mm-hmm. and you raise them from the time, you know, they were young, some were older, mm-hmm. It was a way that I could make them not beat each other up, put on nice clothes, and be gentlemen, and we'd have a lovely Christmas. So I started having a party, and the party kept growing.
Yes.
And then when we moved to the Burnt Pine House, the house was bigger, the party grew. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it was to teach my boys to be gentlemen.
Oh, etiquette. Etiquette party.
To be gentlemen, which they're, you know,
they are.
Father insisted on and yes. bought them all books of yes. how to be a gentleman. There's right. one in my guest bedroom by the bed. Mm-hmm. But because they were beasts. They were... You know,
that's funny.
Oh, 15 to yeah. 21, 22 well, with a bunch happens. Of boys,
yes,
you know.
That's
so I had to really kind of set parameters and do things to keep us civilized there.
That's great. And then did you say some of them met their wives at
yes,
these parties?
Yes. Two of the boys have been married long time mm-hmm. since then. Mm-hmm. And they met their first date was at the Christmas party. And then Andy's brother Clayton met his wife because he was getting married at his engagement party. So a lot of yes. great things yes. came out of that Christmas party.
Yes. You should have another
in our
one.
Family. I should. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be a lot of work.
No.
Boy, that would be a good party.
It would
to.
Be a good party.
I would definitely want to go.
It was fun. Party. And it was Christmas Eve, but people came.
Yeah, they did. Because it was what I just said. You were in or you were out. So that's what it was for sure.
I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that.
You might not have. Who's going to tell you? Are the people that are on the out going to tell you? No, I don't think they're going to tell you.
And they just won't speak to me.
Yeah, that wasn't going
to
happen.
I'm sorry to anyone that you could have
well,
come.
You can't invite everybody to go. Your house wouldn't fit it, although it was a very large house.
But you know, too, it started when there were not very many people in Destin. And we were in Sandestin, mm-hmm. and our friend, you know, we didn't, it was a small group of people.
Yeah.
And then Destin kept growing and yes. growing, and then yes. our friends, we got more, and there yeah. were more and more friends.
Yes, but.
So we first did it just to have something fun to do,
yes.
and then it just, this place, you know, yeah. exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you did it for many years, I think.
Right? Yeah, yeah, we did, we did.
Yeah. So. We've touched on this before, just talking in the past regarding what kind of changes are in various businesses. My own business, too, and marketing has changed so much. We talk about that. The marketing of old, some things still are relevant, some things are not. You know, social media and all of that is so front and center right now, and more videos and, you know, updating all your websites and photography. You know, it's definitely different. But back then, even when we were working 25 years ago, we were still doing the events like the Candle in the Wind
yes.
Gala that was at Marina Cafe, and it benefited the
AIDS. Yeah. Elton John's
right.
AIDS had a foundation.
Right. And yeah. that event raised a very good amount of money back then, $35,000?
I think it was around
$35,000 for you. And,
Donna Burgess painted the beautiful Candle in the Wind
painting
mm-hmm.
that was auctioned,
we auctioned
off,
that off,
and so many things. It was a very magical time back then. And then, you know, all that's gone on since. So, Susan, we've talked in the past, and I think just for like a little bit of a setup for education purposes, to talk about a little bit about the difference between ASID, licensed interior designers, and what you're bringing forth in your profession. You know, just can you just give us like a quick snapshot about what that is and like what you had to do to get there?
Sure. It's 4 years of school, five. If you go to Auburn, you can get a master's in interior design. And then you're required to work with a licensed professional designer, mm-hmm. which I am, mm-hmm. for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So you can go and take a 16-hour exam, which is the NCIDQ exam. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you can apply to be a licensed interior designer in your state. Each state has different requirements, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but it's a lot. That's a lot. That's years. That's
yes.
8 years
right.
of your life before you can sit for this mm-hmm. exam. Mm-hmm. So obviously you learn something.
Right.
in those 8 years. Mm-hmm. So I guess I think that, you know, there's barrier-free, there's building codes, there's things you're taught that make you have a more professional,
well-rounded.
Yeah, well-rounded, but just a better understanding of how things work. Mm-hmm. It's not just making things pretty. Mm-hmm. It's making things safe. It's right. making things, you know, I believe in the elements and principles of design. I get stuck. I've been doing it for a long, I'm not going to tell you how long, because it would just...
Because we wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it. That's why. Yeah. No, but so...
And what are the elements of design?
Well, the elements are form, scale, color, texture, pattern, light. And I love that. That's mm-hmm. a basic. Mm-hmm. The principles are the fun things. Rhythm, balance, contrast, harmony. Mm-hmm. You know, those things mm-hmm. that, you know, like here, my eyes are... Looking at your art, you have such great rhythm going on in your studio.
Really? Oh, that's makes me feel so happy.
Yeah, because when your eyes dance, it's like music. It's like a waltz. It's like a, or it could be a hip hop, right. whatever, right. you know, but you want rhythm. And so all of the elements and principles you need to know that
yes.
if you're doing this. Mm-hmm. And you can read about them in a book. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot. There's yes. a lot of education
right.
to be a commercial interior yes. designer. Like
Which
I can
you
do
are.
A I am. Yeah. And I mm-hmm. could do a hospital. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't because it's not my field.
Right.
I wouldn't be good at it. But I have done nursing homes mm-hmm. And restaurants mm-hmm. and South Walton Utilities building. I mean, yes. commercial, you have to have things that meet the barrier-free codes right. and you know, you have to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. With that, and it is very, you know,
it's a profession.
It's a science almost. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a profession mm-hmm. and it's a science. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make you maybe better, but it makes you have knowledge mm-hmm. that is very needed and valued mm-hmm. by a lot of people
right.
and capable.
Mm-hmm. Well, knowledge is power. So right. there's, you know, that as well. And
I don't know if I would do it again, you know, go through, because I took the exam, the NCIDQ exam, when I was building the store, because I hadn't taken it. It's mm-hmm. not necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have your degree and never take that exam.
Right.
But I wanted to be able to train designers and have the young girls. They wouldn't have come to work for me.
Right.
And they have taught me so much. Mm-hmm. It does take a village. Mm-hmm. I love their energy. I mm-hmm. love what they've learned. They mm-hmm. learned different things than I did in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just opened up my world.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up too, because I know that where you are right now in your story is that you feel very strongly about mentoring your team and building them as you always have, but even more now where you want them to be everything that they can be should you decide to, you know,
work less,
they can take the helm of under your stewardship and under your helming of Lovelace Interiors. But you love to inspire and encourage. And that, I think, is probably more than anything what makes you very, very happy right now. And I know your team looks very happy all the time, and they're great. I do want to give a shout out to Lindsay Cannon and Karen Kearns for working in tandem under your tutelage of that beautiful home that's in this issue in our
they're
speech.
Amazing.
They are
I said
amazing.
They
were a delight to work with.
Thank you.
Very much
they're
so.
Such professionals and so talented and so kind.
Right.
And they've just got it going on.
They do.
They
and
do.
You have a talented team.
All of them.
Cassidy. Yeah. Oh,
they're amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing. So you've built quite a legacy on so many fronts with friends, family, your business. What you decided to do 16 years ago when you got into purchasing and riding horses and everything that you've done, you've lived life.
They have.
You've lived life. You've enjoyed it, and you have a gusto for life, and you're fun, and you really are a testament to continuing to enjoy life, which I don't think a lot of people, I think people have to be sort of taught how to continue to enjoy life, right. Don't you think?
I do. Yeah. I do. And you know, I believe in women so much and our ability to, our strength and our ability to get through obstacles and forge a new path and think outside the box and all the things that women can do. But I also think that just don't give up because you're getting older. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying you have to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't have to work, fine.
Right.
But have fun. Get up every day.
Yes.
Work out. Yes. Enjoy your family, your animal. I mean, do things and know that you can.
Yes.
That I have so many people that inspire me, you know, and have. And you just, never, never, ever give up.
Right. Well, on that note, this has been an amazing interview. Conversation, actually. And I'm so glad that you are here in studio,
Susan. Glad to be here.
And it was fascinating.
I was so comfortable.
I know you would be. I knew you would be. Thank you for absolutely everything, your friendship, all these years, and for believing in us. All these years as well. And we hope we've served you.
You have.
In the best possible capacity that we could. And I thank you.
I thank you. Love you.
Love you, Susan. All right. Thank you for listening and watching today. And check out Lovelace Interiors and just learn a little bit more by flipping through the pages of the magazine. And stay tuned for a fabulous feature in the August issue of Susan's Farm. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.